Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I started giving on that level so that God would owe me.
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing.
Harvest responds only to seed, not to prayer.
This is not about material wealth. This is about God in His providence orchestrating all of history in order to bring about that which we need more than anything else, and that is to be rescued from God.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
How in the world did we arrive here? Hold on!
Hey,
hold on!
Humanity.
Film at 11. Breaking news here on I'm your host, Peter Brady. It has been a couple of weeks. We have been letting you know about a bold new initiative without letting you know what it is. That's right. Today is the day we unveil this ministry's biggest effort to make an impact, not just in culture, but in the local church. And so it is my pleasure to announce to you. Okay, that's where the drum roll was supposed to go, Jimmy.
Sorry.
Budget didn't pass?
Not this time.
Our biggest, our boldest initiative yet. It is my pleasure to. Timing, my pleasure. Let you know that we are launching a Christian version of the Daily Wire. That's right. This is big. This is bold. It is a massive undertaking, but we are biting off a big chunk. Why? Because we want to make a difference. We continue to hear from, well, pretty much everybody. Our society is crumbling. No argument from me. And we've got to do something. But then we're never told what to do exactly. We decided to do something. Furthermore, we see the assaults of an increasingly darkened world on the churches as progressivism, liberalism makes its way into evangelicalism. And we want local churches strengthened. We want local pastors equipped. We want people to get saved. We want Jesus to be glorified. And so it is. We are launching a Christian version of the Daily Wire. You know, the cavalcade of celebrities that they have over there at the Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson. I guess they're down one now with Candace being booted off the deal, whatever that was all about. We want to do something similar, but entirely different in that it's not going to be a political platform. It's going to be an assembly of great, theologically sound and powerful voices speaking on, well, pretty much everything historically here in Wretched Land, which, by the way, is not the name of this ministry. Wretched is a TV and radio show. Gospel Partners Media is the name of the ministry. We produce TV shows, Sunday school resources, evangelistic booklets. That's the ministry. And we are now broadening that umbrella. Eightfold. No kidding. We are adding eight new voices. Are we out of our mind? Eight new voices here at Gospel Partners Media, including the likes of Tim Challies. You know Tim Challies from Canada, the Canadian blogger, local pastor. He's going to be doing book reviews to help the local church. That's going to be his contribution, because every man has a specialty in an area. So they're going to be doing podcasts, they're going to be doing videos, writing articles, publishing books. In fact, another one of our fellows, Dr. Greg Gifford, you know him from Transformed. If, by the way, if you are not listening to the Transformed podcast, you have just got to get on it. Is he doing a third part in this? Just two parts. No. I'm being unequally yoked.
Yeah, there's four.
He can do 20 parts.
Yeah, I think there's four.
On this. This is such a great podcast. He's talking about what you should be thinking about when you're dating somebody where you're not in perfect theological alignment. Does that mean you're going to be unequally yoked? It is thoughtful and it is oh so helpful. Encourage you to go find it wherever you podcast. Transform with Dr. Greg Gifford. He's going to be soon. Well, I guess it's next year, actually. It's in the editing process right now. He's going to be writing a book Can't wait to tell you about it. The distinction between the mind and the body, you say, that seems esoteric. It is not. If you have ever been diagnosed or one of your children has been labeled something or another, what do you do with that? Is that their brain? Is that their personality? Greg Gifford is going to help us sort it so that you know how to respond to those diagnoses and how to deal with the issue of psychotropic medication. Furthermore, he's going to be coming into the studio in July, and we're going to do a 10-part lecture series on that subject. Why? Is there somebody in your congregation who's, I don't know, maybe dealing with some sort of mental health diagnosis? No doubt. Maybe you have. What do you do with it from a biblical perspective? Then in June, which is actually before July, not that those sort of orderly things matter anymore, Dr. Andrew Walker, you know him from, well, he writes all over the place, but he's also the ethics prof at Southern Seminary. He's going to be coming into the studio in June. We're going to do a 10-part lecture series on Christian ethics. How do you build a biblical worldview when these issues are so wonky and so new? There has not been enough conversation. For instance, I'm just grabbing one here, in vitro fertilization. There are a lot of Christians right now that are saying, hey, it's wonderful. There's a lot of Christians saying, not so fast. How do we sort these things? Dr. Walker is going to help us do just that. Do you hear the caliber of fellows that we are bringing on for this initiative? They are going to be a part of this ministry. They're going to continue carrying on their own tasks and assignments where they are, but they're joining us to make a difference. You say, Friel, why are you sharing all of this? Because we want you to partner with us. We want you to join us in this effort. We want to do something, and we want to do it in a way that models Christian conservatism and, when appropriate, Christian charity. The two can go together. You can defend your beliefs while not being obnoxious. That's the goal of this initiative. And we want you to join us in it because, well, needless to say, this is a big thing. This is a really big thing. Jimmy, are you excited about 5 podcasts that are going to be added soon?
I am so excited, Todd.
You just can't hide it. You're about to lose your mind. I think you don't like it. It is going to be spectacular. Okay, how's about Dr. John Crotts? Mm. He's going to be... Oh, this guy. He's so pastoral. He's going to be dealing with theology proper, but moving it from head to heart. We're going to be focusing on church history and what that means for today. How's about this? How's about Dr. Adam Tyson from Masters U joining us to do a podcast for Gen Zers, specifically of the male persuasion, to help them to lay forth for here's how to be wise. Here's how to live a life that is good and is rich. And he's going to do it in a way that is captivating, but oh, so biblical. That is our initiative here. This is a really big deal, and it is such a big deal. We actually have a matching gift campaign of $250,000. That means if you would please consider joining us. Don't forget, always give to church first. That's always going to come for you. You're in debt. Do not give. You wait and then support your church first. Then consider things like this. But if you do have the means, we have a matching gift right now. So every dollar you give, it just gets doubled. That means we can carry on with this initiative and launch it bigly. It started out, we were just going to have 4 fellows, is what it was. It was just going to be 4 guys that got at it. And by the way, if you're wondering, hey, what about the Goyles? You better believe as soon as we identify a woman who is theologically sound, who has a compelling voice, something to say, we'll be adding girls too. So please don't think that it is anything other than finding the best people qualified to speak into a dark culture. And I would love to encourage you to join us, partner with us. How's about Dr. Jason Lyle? You, of course, know him if you visited the planetarium at Answers in Genesis. He built it. He designed it. I don't know that he built it by hand. I kind of suspect he had some help with that. But he designed that thing. And he's going to be speaking on science issues. In other words, we're going to try to cover a lot of territory. And we are going to distribute this as broadly as we possibly can. But I'm serious, we cannot do it without you. That is why we call this Gospel Partners Media. We need partners, and that is how we see you. It isn't just a gift to a ministry. It is enabling us to do what we do here, and we are stepping out kind of big time. Not with Joe Jackson, but we are stepping out with the Lord to try to do something. We've had enough. And we see what's happening. And so for months now, we've been working on launching this bold new initiative. And I would once again encourage you to consider partnering with us. You can visit wretched.org/donate. Just go to wretched.org. It's on the website. You can click on the give page and you can learn all about the matching gift. And you can see the 8 jolly good fellows that are going to be joining Gospel Partners Media. In other words, this is a big, big deal. This is Wretched Radio.
Attention Christians, are you tired of the world telling you to shut up? Well, we figured you were because we are too, and our response is not to shut up, but to speak up even louder. That's right, we are launching our biggest and boldest initiative ever, the Gospel Partners Media Fellows Program. It's our very own Christian version of the Daily Wire. 8 straight shooting, theologically sound voices will be joining this ministry to create powerful podcasts, videos, resources, books, and webinars. And these men include people like Pastor Tim Challies, Dr. Jason Lyle, Pastor Brad Bigney, Dr. John Krotz, and others. We are building a Christian Daily Wire, and we need your help in order to do it. Join our $250,000 match campaign by becoming a Gospel Partner today. All of the details you can find right now at wretched.org/fellows, and we can make a difference together. wretched.org/fellows.
I'm so excited about this. That's right. I'm actually giddy about Bibles. We are going to be doing another campaign with our good friends at the Masters Academy International. We're going to be sending MacArthur Study Bibles to places that, for various reasons, our brothers and sisters don't have study Bibles. And we did a campaign to the Philippines. 10,000 Bibles were sent to our brothers and sisters in the Philippines. I think we're either going to do another 10 or 15,000 to countries whose names we better not speak. So be on the lookout for it. And if you'd like to start even supporting that now, that would rock. You can learn more about the amazing Masters Academy International. Don't forget, they've got the mini seminaries around the globe training indigenous pastors to rightly divide the word of truth. Telling you, first-class ministry with generational impact. You can learn more at wretched.org/Bible.
Well, in a world that is undeniably cluttered with quick fixes and superficial solutions, now comes a journey into the heart of real change. I'm talking about Transformed Season 3. It's finally here, and we're inviting you into the lives of individuals that are facing the giants of fear and guilt and grief. But hey, there's a twist. These aren't your typical battles. These battles have been fought with the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. You'll witness loneliness and overeating and relational tension met with grace, truth, and love that can only come from the one who knows us the best. This season's not just about watching others. It's about seeing yourself and your struggles and the path to true transformation through biblical counseling. We'll together dive deep into the heart of what it means to be transformed. Transformed Season 3 can be found right now at wretched.org/transformed3.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done.
Jesus is called the Son of Man. Daniel chapter 7 describes the Son of Man who came from heaven, received worship from all nations, and rules a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Jesus uses this title to affirm that he is fully human and fully divine.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
You be the judge.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Order in the court.
This is Wretched Radio. Prepare to play one of America. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Prepare to play one of America's fastest growing games. I'm Todd Pardoe. Do you remember that guy? He had some pipes. Fern Lundquist, no longer doing the Masters Golf Tournament. That is a voice. Gonna miss that. Prepare to play one of America's fastest growing game sensations. Which clip does Jimmy like better? That's what we're calling it right now. Very popular. Oh, this is a perennial favorite here at Wretched Radio. Jimmy, I have two clips. You'll determine which one you like the best. Are you prepared for your most earnest responsibility to act as the federal head representing tens and tens of people?
I am.
Clip number one, talk TV. A woman named Julia Hartley Brewer is going to bring on an individual who is transgender. She, the host, is going to introduce her, and that's where the problems began.
My next guest, who is Shivani Dave. She is a journalist and a presenter at Virgin Radio, just down the corridor. Good afternoon to you, Shivani.
Good afternoon, Julia. Thanks. You know my pronouns are they, them. How are you doing?
All righty then, a pronoun correction right out of the gate. Hey, I'm not a she. I'm a they, them, and the host, not willing to play the pronoun game.
Yeah. Thank you for telling me your pronouns. I use correct grammar. So the only thing I would need to refer you to is to your face would be you. But
you know what? That's correct. I'm making a prediction right now. I am not a prophet, but I'm just telling you, they're going to change the definition of pronoun. They're going to rewrite it. That's what we do with mental illness in the DSM. Oh, we called that a mental illness, but the society likes it now. So we'll change it. It's no longer a disorder. And by the way, speaking of disorders, have you heard of transableism? This is the malady that affects some people. They do not believe that they should have a particular body part. This has been a part of the whole trans conversation. If somebody can say, I don't think I'm a boy, and you can have body parts lopped off, then it's okay for you to be amputated if you don't think that you should have a foot. Well, guess what? Quebec, according to the National Review, an individual with body identity integrity disorder, that would be your BID, he went to a doctor in Quebec who amputated two healthy fingers. Here's what the National Post story said. The fact that there were only two fingers involved in the Quebec case, as opposed to a complete limb, made the decision to proceed easier for the medical team. All righty then. Why did this doctor, I presume he swore a Hippocratic oath, cut off two healthy fingers? Well, the guy said that he was going to do it himself. And if I didn't do it, he'd cut off his fingers with a butter knife. And they wouldn't look pretty. And just think how the world would perceive him with such raw stubs. So he did it for him with a sharp scalpel. For the patient, amputation proved to be a highly satisfying curative treatment. He's now living a life free from distressing preoccupations about his fingers. I am so hoping that this turns out to be a spoof. I am really hoping for that. The amputation enabled him to live in alignment with his perceived identity. There it is. It's transableism. Julia Hartley Brewer, not willing to play the pronoun game. But we can play it, but it won't be long. And they're going to change. Singulars are no longer, you can be a singular or a plural. They're going to change the book. Grammar rules, they change. Dictionaries get rewritten. And that's going to happen with pronouns. Mark my word.
I'm not being rude. You can choose your pronouns. You can choose what you want to call yourself, but you don't get to require me to use incorrect grammar and factually incorrect things. You're not a plural. You're a one person, and you're a female person. So I will use she and her. Thank you very much.
That's going to change. I'm telling you, to accommodate this mental illness, we will now make a new rule that pronouns, there's going to be some sort of imprimatur put on this, that genders in pronouns, you know, some languages actually do have three, masculine, feminine, neuter. That would be your Latin, but not in English. But we'll get rid of all of that. There's no point in that, because that way we can accommodate people who need help.
Do what you like, I guess.
Well, there you are. You didn't need to tell me then, did you?
Maybe I'm just making sure people know in case they're watching and they want to refer to me respectfully.
Blessing! See, she didn't call her disrespectful. Well, not with the front of her hand. That was kind of backhanded.
Is it disrespectful for me to use correct factual grammar?
It's not incorrect or unfactual grammar to use singular they, them pronouns for an individual.
This is insanity. This is, hey, that right there, the thing with the tail that's barking, that's a cat. But it's a dog. It's not wrong to call it a cat.
But we're here to talk about the cast review.
Yeah, but you chose to bring it up.
You chose to use the incorrect pronouns for me.
I chose to use the correct pronouns for a single woman who is appearing on my show.
I'm not a single woman, though. I'm a very special non-binary trans person, as you just pointed out.
I didn't just point that out. I introduced you as a journalist and a Virgin Radio presenter.
I'm sorry. Both, I will give them both props. They both stayed pleasant, both the host and the guest. They were polite all the way through.
No, just before I came on, you were talking about how people with all these labels like to be special. And I'm just making sure that everyone knows I'm special.
Okay, I'm not special. I'm just a boring old heterosexual married woman. But, you know, sorry about that. I'm not allowed to do that anymore. In fact, that probably does make me special.
Yeah,
now.
It will soon.
Anyway, Shivani, we're colleagues. And I want to, obviously want to treat respect. But again, for me, respect works both ways. And that also requires people on both sides to be respectful of people's willingness to not want to tell lies or to be dishonest to themselves. So we'll have to respect each other's views on this.
That's clip number one, Jimmy. Are you prepared for clip number two? That was pretty good.
That was.
And then they went on to talk about a report that is from the Netherlands that is saying, according to the headline from the Christian Post, gender centeredness commonly fades after adolescence. A big study. Those people who feel confused, it tends to just go away. At least that woman guessed that, can I call her woman, was willing to talk about that. Let me introduce you now to clip number two. This is Nicolas Ferreira. Hope I'm saying this right. He's a Brazilian, very young fellow, 27 years old, elected in 2022. He's a whippersnapper of the Liberty Party. It's the conservative party in Brazil. And this was, I believe this was at the United Nations he was speaking. And wow, he kind of let him have it.
I was born in a poor neighborhood in my city, Belo Horizonte, Brazil. I'm married, I'm Christian, and we are expecting a daughter.
Yay.
Aurora, who will be born in 3 months. I became the most voted federal congressman in Brazil. And I'm here to warn you about what's happening in my country.
Huh?
I apologize if I make any mistakes in my speech. I'm still learning English. The left returned to power in the presidencies of Brazil this year, but it has had the power of universities, media, and culture for decades. America is like a body, and its health, it's a tripod. Patriotism, morality, and spirituality. If someone undermines these three areas, America will collapse from within.
Wow.
Stalin said this. They have known the secret for a long time and used all possible means to achieve their goal, the destruction of the family. But you may wonder, wouldn't that be too radical of an idea? Does anyone really want to do this? And after all, how would they do that? First, they destroy the sense of reality. There is no longer right and wrong, good or bad. Everything is relative. When they say that, why then say that men exist? Women, aren't they concrete concepts? Therefore, they must be abolished. Then they move on stage number two, the destruction of identity. If you are nothing, then everything can be everything. Therefore, they will destroy your identity as a person. Young people no longer know what or who they are. They are carried away by any wind of doctrine and cling to what is fashionable.
Oh, man, I could keep listening to that whippersnapper. Jimmy, that was clip number two. It's time now for the moment of truth. Which clip did you like better?
Well, I liked them both, but which clip I liked better was number one.
Yeah, just
it just hits you a little bit differently.
But this kid was right.
Yeah.
The tripod that Stalin said, we topple one of those legs, the whole thing comes crumbling down, which, hey, that reminds me of our bold new initiative to try to be a light in the darkness. We are introducing 8 new voices. No kidding. And we sure could use your support. Encourage you to please consider learning more and potentially financially supporting us so that we can just be louder. Wretched.org. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.